We now deal with another question that is in many ways related to our first question. In question number one, we answered the question, where do babies go when they die? And the answer, of course, from Scripture, as I read to you from 2 Samuel, is that they go to heaven to be with the Lord. Another question I have been asked several times, and to which we will appeal to the Scripture, is this. Isn't 12 years old the age of accountability? Aren't children safe or saved until they are 12 years old? When do you classify a child as being responsible for his salvation, or at least be made aware of his need of salvation? And many people believe that until the age of 12, children are kept, and that they, if they were to die, they'd go to heaven. Well, let me answer this. Babies who die do go to be with the Lord. 13, 14, 15-year-olds who die, and perhaps they have a mental disability, and they cannot understand these things. I believe God deals in a very special way with them. But if the question at hand is 12 years old, the age of accountability, Scripture says nothing like this at all. Scripture makes no reference to any age of accountability. God deals with men and women at different times. I myself realized I was a sinner and needed salvation at the age of 8 years old. My wife realized that she was lost and asked Christ to save her when she was only 4 years old. Now, those are our testimonies, but that probably won't serve to convince you. But let me take you to the Bible and show you the passage that I believe has been used to attempt to prove that the age of accountability is, in fact, 12 years old. In the Scriptures, we read, if you have your Bible there, in Luke chapter number 2, we're going to read these verses beginning at verse 41. Luke chapter 2, verse number 41. The Scripture says, now his parents, talking about Jesus, his mother Mary, and his stepfather Joseph, of course, Jesus is the Son of God, not the son of Joseph. But the Bible says in Luke 2:41, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Now there's a reference there to Jesus Christ being 12 years old when he went to Jerusalem with his parents to the feast time. And some have taken that because that passage states that the Lord was in the church, or well, in the temple in that day. That is the basis for the belief that a child must become, and before 12 years old, is in a state of grace, and they're not responsible for their sins or for their salvation until there's 12 years of age. Again, there is no Bible evidence to support this position. If you are being dealt with by the Holy Spirit of God and you have been made aware that you are a sinner, deserving eternal punishment in hell, then now is the day of salvation for you, no matter what age you may be. And again, I say briefly, the question is the age of 12, the age of accountability. The Scripture says it is not. The only reference to 12 years old concerning an age of a child is what I read to you from Luke chapter number 2, verses 41 and 42, where it gives us the age of our Lord Jesus Christ. He attended the feast and observed the customs with his family.